We are on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. Before we go to the next Taisvis and the Sugyim, we'd just like to mention Amurdike Lechemishne is Perik Yud Gimel, Aloche Gimel Mehilchis Schiris. Rashi says, we heard in the Baraisa said that we heard in the Baraisa said, V'nochi Adosh B'parosei Shal Yisrael Einei Oiver Mishum Baltachse. So Rashi said, Pshat in the Baraisa, Nochi Adosh B'parosei Shal Yisrael Einam Oivrim Habailim Sha'omru Loi Chasoim Parosei V'doish bo tvue shaloch, ein aleihem aveiras loisachse. So Rashi seems to be speaking about a iser d'araisa. And Rashi says, if a yid will tell a goy to be dosh, b'chsime his tvue, so the Yid is not over an Iser Daraisa from Loi Sachsem. That's what Rashi says. So the Lechem Mishneh is Medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds, if a Yid will tell a Goy to be Choysem Porosoi when he's Dosh Tvu Osoi Shel Yisrael, then the Yid is over an Iser Daraisa. That says Medayik from Rashi. And therefore, later, when the Gemara clear the Shaila, if there is a din of Amira La'akum, so Rashi again said, the whole Shaila is, if a Yid will tell the Goy to be Dosh, Tvu Osei Shel Goy. But if a Yid will tell a Goy to be Dosh, Tvu Osei Shel Yisrael, the way Tosfos learns Pshat before the Reed, that is no shaila of the Zisa Shvus, that's also min HaTorah. This is, and the Lechem Mishneh just mentioned, even though there's a problem, and Shlichas La'akum, and in Shlich L'dvar Avere, but that's it. He doesn't go into this, and I also don't want to go into this. But on Kaponim, that's what the Lechem Mishneh says, that according to Rashi, there's an Iser D'Oraisa, and as we come to the Gemara later, we'll have a big problem. Let us just see the next Taisvis. Let us just see it. Aval Hoche, the Isure Lav, the Iser Lav Shori. I said, the Gemara clears a Shaila, in the din of Amir al-Akim Shvus, if that only was Nemra by Shabbat, that is Isa Skila, or a Filu, an Isa Lav. Av al-Gav, the Bemeseches, Moed Kotten Amrinin, the Shvies, V'choyle Shal Moed, Osar Amir al-Anochi. So Toysa is a Gemore, by Shvies, there's an Isa of Amir al-Anochi. By Chalamoid is an Isser of Amir al-Anochi. No, so, with, and here we have a Shaila. Maybe it's only by Shabbos is an Isser Skila. By Shviyas there's no Isser Skila. By Chalamoid there's no Isser Skila. Hosa mishum di Shabbos v'yontev chode milsehi v'gozru otu Shabbos. So Tosfos answers that the Yisod Ha'isar of Amir Lakum was said by Shabbos. Shviyas has a din Shabbos Loret. So it's also called, it's a Shabbos, the Gedin. Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed is also similar to Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't have any shaila. If there's a din amir la'akim, the gozru otu Shabbos. So Shabbos shvius is a Shabbos yontav is similar to Shabbos chalamayd is similar. So they said that there's a din of amir la'akim shvius. But by other yisurim, the Gemara clears a shaila. Now let us, we're up to two lines from the bottom. Toshma. The Sholchu Leila Abu Edi Shmuel, they sent a shayla to the father of Shmuel. Holding Turi, they were Shvorim, the Ganvin, Armoi, Goyim used to steal these Shvorim. Megamchin Yasoin, they were Mesaris, others have a gist of Megamchin Yasoin, they were Mesaris the Shvorim. Now, what is the din? So let us see Rashi for a minute. So Rashi, Megamchin Yasoin, Mesarsin Oiso, Biachakach Machzirin Labailam, and afterwards, they give it back. Umeavas Bailov Yisrael. Now, that what they stole it is Ma'avas Bailov Yisrael Goyim Voy Hanochi Shehu Makiroi. This guy, who was a good friend of the Yisrael. Umesarsoi Kideshi Yofe Lacharisha. Now, this guy understood very well. Two things. He understood a shoyer that Mesuris is Yofa Lacharish. That he knew. He also knew a Yid is not permitted to be Mesaris a shoyer, a behemoth. No, so as a klugi goy, so he went and he stole the Shvorim. He was Mesaris them, then he made a Shabbos Kseile, Shalom Yisrael. So L'chayre, it's speaking about, the Yid was very much Niche with this Maisa of the Goy. Maybe he didn't tell him, we'll see soon, he didn't tell him, but it was, the next time he saw him, he gave him a bomb. I mean, it was done. Maybe mitzad haskomosoi shel Yisrael. So what's the din? They asked the shayla tavu and the shmul. Sholach lohu arom is avid bo. They're making a arom that he stole it. His mesaris and. Arimu alayu, we'll make a rome on them, v'yizdabnum. They're not allowed to use the shvorim, they have to sell them. So l'chayrem, let us just, so what is pshat in the Gemara? So l'chayrem, the Gemara means that there is an able, the goy is doing a maise sirus l'tzayrech Yisrael. So, Lamai says, so, and this is also, so Lamai says, we're gonna come to him, that he won't be able to be nene from this Maisa series. He has to sell the shoyl. Hanegei alonu, so the Gemara means to say, you clear the shayla. If Amir Lakum is also by Lavin, by Leisachsen, he is also a Lav of being Mesaris. And we see if Chazal cancelled the Bailam, so we see that by Allah there's also an Isser Amir al-Akum. We'll come back to this Gemara soon. I'd just like to just go through the Gemara before we see Rashi. So we're poishet to Shaila. So we see Klof from Abu Ed Shmuel that there's such a concept of Amir al-Akum by Lavin. Oma Rav Pope, b'neim Arove Sobri Los, Rav Pope said, no, you're misconstruing the Shaila. That wasn't the Shaila. B'neim Arove Sobri Lo Kerab Chitke. The Bnei Marava held, like, those that the Bnei Marava were the Shoyalim, who asked Abu and the Shmuel. They held like a Chitke. The Omar Bnei Noyach Mitzuva al Asiris. The Rav Chitke holds that a Goy is Mitzuva al Asiris. Because Mishum Lifnei Iber Leisitei Mikshel. So this Nechuse of the Bailam, that means we're letting the goyim being mesares abahimis, so not this a shaila of amir la'akum, that means I'm telling him to do something which by me is also by him is muta, there's a din amir la'akum. No, it's a different shaila over here. There's no din amir la'akum by chayvi lavim. But here the shaila is permitting this act to continue. So I'm being machshel the goy. The goy is an issa of sirus on a goy. So letting the goy do this is I'm able to lift neiva. So that's the shaila. I'm doing a novel of lift neiva. So Rav Popa wanted to say we have no raya from this maisa that is an issa of shvus by a lav. Sova rova lemeima. Now, in this knas that Abu Dishmul said, Sova Rova Lameima Yimachu L'Shchita, that the knas was a very strong knas. That means they wanted to be Marviach, that you're going to have a Shoyer Lacharisha, which is a Shoyer which is more competent to make Charisha since he's Mesuretz. So they made a knas, yimocho l'shchita, you can't sell it for charisha. If you sell it for charisha, so you're also gaining from the seisik. That means even though I'm not using it for charisha, that means the Baal HaShoyer had plans he's going to use this for charisha, so he has now a shoyer for 5 years, which is going to be an excellent shoyer for charisha. They said, no, you have to sell it. But I'll sell it for Charisha, and when I sell it, I tell them, you know, the Shoyer is Choshev Shoyer, it's Mesuris, so it's Yofel Lacharisha. So therefore, Rav held that the Knas was, you're not going to derive any benefit from this Maisa, Yimochol Shchita, you can only sell the Shchita, so there is no Revach whatsoever from the Seers. No, the knas wasn't so humble to sell it for shrit. You can sell it for charisha, and for shteitzich you're gonna gain a little bit because the price is worth more. But that, what the Baal HaShoyer wanted to get, Shoyer LaCharisha, he's not gonna get that. He has to sell it. Fine. So now the Gemara says, "Pshite b'noi godol ki acher domi." What if I sell it to b'noi godol? That means I have a ben godol. The machlekes harishayim a ben godol means he's not somuch al shulchan aviv. That's why he's called a godol. A ben godol means a fellow he is somuch al shulchan aviv since he's a godol. It's two mahalchem in godol and kol. Okay, pshita b'nai godol ki achadom. That's zicha muta. I can sell it to b'nai godol. That means you don't have to sell it to that the show should be in Hudson clothes. I can sell it to my son. And could be we were chayrish the fields together. I sold it. I was yoytze the knas. I sold it to b'nai godol. That's enough. Pshita b'nai godol ki achadomi. B'nai cotton, my, what's the din b'nai cotton? That's already, it's more or less still in the same rishus. Ravachi osa, Ravashi shori. Fine, I'll give a shayla by b'nai cotton. Mereimer umar zutre v'omri lo hanitre chesidi mechalfi ahadodi. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi azoy. V'yizdamnon v'loy yehene Yisrael b'aveira. Now, before we learn these Rashis, I'd like to mention a kasha that the Maharsha brings down, the Lechem Mishnah asks, we just mentioned before, Rashi held, if a Yid will tell a Goy to be Chosim Porosoi and to be Dosh Tvuosoi Shal Yisrael, is an Issa Deraisa. That our Sugya is not speaking about that. The whole Sugya is speaking about, I tell a Goy to be Chosim Porosoi, but Tvuosoi Shal Goy, Tvuosoi Shal Yisrael, that's a Deraisa. That's Shitas Rashi. Frag the Maharsha and the Lechem Mishneh, so we have a tremendous problem over here. Here, if we'll see the Gemara is Medame, this case of Sirus, now here it's Ki'ilo, I'm telling the Goy to be Misaris, my behemoth. So that is similar to tell a Goy to be Chosim Porosi, my Tvua. This is Mamish, the same thing. So, what is Pshat? The Gemara brings down this Meiser, and Gemara will be patient to Shaila. I can be patient to Shaila. Bishloim, according to Taisvis, Taisvis says, we're talking about Medavke Tvu Os Shal Yisro. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So, again, and that's an Amir Alakum, so it's very good. So the Gemara is Medama this Meiser to our Shaila. But according to Rashi, it's Shreklach Shmer. This Kash the Lechem Mishneh asks. So the Lechem Mishneh wants to say, he says as follows. Here, we're not speaking about that he told the Goy to be Misaris. No, we're not talking about that. Here, we're speaking about that the Goy took it, Shumakiro, Yomisar Sagdeshe, Yofel Chisha. So this is, the Goy is doing this on his own accord without the Tzivui of the Yisrael. So he says this, Zichanara Derais. So the Gemara is comparing a Goy doing something on his own accord to, if I tell the Goy, to be chosim parosai mitvuasai. This is the Rabbi Kaponim. This is the Lechem Mishneh's teretz. Even the loy amre befeirish legoi loy hoyo loy lesser. Kiven de heiche de leka hana mutter la omre le gai beferish la soy soy. So if I'm allowed to tell him without a no, so if I don't tell him, the Gemara was medama. That's what the Lechem Mishneh says. Now, we're going to learn a few Rashis, which are a stickle eye opener. V'yiz damnum. Rashi says v'yiz damnum. V'lo yehene Yisrael ba'avere. That's what Avud Shmuel said, they should be sold and the Yid should not be nene ba'avere. Who also k'dei sheye yofa lachosh, he did that it should be yofa lachosh, lefikach yiknesu shelo yachosh boy. Alma be'isar de lav nami asura amira lenochri. So now, this Rashi is very unclear. I mean, this Rashi would seem that it's speaking about that he told him to do it. Because Rashi says, who also? Who's the who? The who is the Bailer. Who also k'dei sheyeyofa lachosh lefichach yiknesu shelo yachosh boy. Alma bisel dalav nami asure amiro lenochi. Here would seem that Hitake told them. We wasn't mefasimit, but the reason we canceled them because we were afraid that he told them. Let's see Rashi further. V'nei ma'rove d'sholchule lavu d'shmul ochi. Tzrapope said, Svirlo kerav chitke b'sanhedron perik talad mises v'ko'ovar. Now, zeh ho'oime l'sares. Again, we're talking about this case. That's the story. He did tell them the Saris, and we hushed them, they told the Saris. He's over with Neiva. Shumalif Neiva, they say, Tain Misha. But Badavish ain't enough, he must have all of, I'm a lot sorry. Lishchitim, so Rabbi held the Knas was, it has to be so Lishchitim, Shiloyoyil, Sirusan, Bahalois, Bidmeim. That the sirus should not help to make it more expensive. Aval achri sheloi, shedmeyim yekorim mishum sirusim. He's gaining from the sirus that al kaponim, he'll get a better price. And Abaye told him, dayon shekonasto aleihem mechire, de loitorach kuli hai elo sheyachrish boy. Now what does this mean? That this knas is enough if he can't use it. The loitorach kuli hai. He won't be tereyach so much. Who won't be tereyach? Again, it's going on the bailim. So from all these rashis, the betzel achochma brings a raya that imamishi told him. Not that, yeah, v'holam tiskayim machshavta. Okay, so l'chayre, so we have to know. We have here, if Rashi is speaking about a case that Imamish told them, that we zicha have this problem according to Shitas Rashi, and the Lechem Mishnah wants to say he didn't tell them. Okay, these are the Mahalchim in Rashi. Then we have this problem, what's the Tzushtal? Ka'acher domi v'dayoy imochay loy. B'noy agodl, if you sell to the b'nei agodl, I was makayim the knas. Mechalfu adodi shvorim shalohem shegonvum nochrim makireyem besirsum. So shvorim shalohem shegonvum nochrim makireyem besirsum. So memele, so they were mechalfi, they were two chasidim or mazutre umereima, that the goyim stole their shvorim. So they had this knas on them. So they went and they switched over the shvorim, and that wasn't lamais. Each one had a share mesuris and shalom al Yisrael. Let us see Taisvis. Let's see Taisvis and Amadalef. Tavzadik Amadalef. The gonvi lohu armoi bishultes terav achoyim meforish. The Shultis explains the Maisa was a little different. Shahoyu koishrin dinner bekish shal beheime bechazok. That the bala beheime tied to the kiss of the beheime a dinner bechazok. Now you have the beheime walking around with a shiny dinner on its kiss. So someone sees the dinner, so vanochi goinev ha-dinner, he takes the dinner, but he can't slip it off because the dinner was tied very tight to the kiss. V'toile shakis u'misarsoi. That's how the Shultis learns pshat in this Gemara. So Tosfos says v'loshen Ganvi lehu loimash mahochi shleiboin lignoiv rakadina. That means the loshen ganvi lehu seems they stole the behemoth, not like the shooters. Now agavuch nagemar doesn't say the ganvi lehu. It says halin turi the ganvi armoi. It doesn't say lehu. Okay, Tosfos said a gilse. That was that the Dibra Maskel of Taisvis, the Ganvi Lohu. That was Taisvis. Gilsis, according to Taisvis, Taisvis says the Loshen HaGemore is not Meduyik like the Shildas. Mechalfi Adodi. So Taisvis says, Shaloi Medaton Hoyu Misarsin Oysom. The whole series was Mamishalai Midato, Umikomokim Hoyu Machlifin Shemala Yaminu Hoilam Shehoyo Shalai Midato. That means Yips, as a mazel, these two Hasidim had, and all of a sudden they got a hold of a shirt, they were shalemi datam, they stole and thus, so in order to be in Hasim Nikiyim Yisrael, so they were machal for Yadodi. Oy mishum shloyim lacherem lenoche lasais kain. V'yaymru shloim midateinu also. That means if you're going to see that the big rabbonim, they were mesaris, and they used the shvorim, and kan shoyul aben, Rebbe, how can you use the shvorim? So say, shloim midatein. Fine. So now everyone will know what to do, and they'll already tell the goyim to do it, and they'll say it. I'm just like the rabbi, shloim midatay. So maybe that's why they were machlev. So Rashi, we could also, I mean, if we learn that the case of the Iser is when he tells him, so he was speaking, it's an entmamish like Taisvis, that, shagom v'nochim akireim v'sirsum, so this is fakir, this is, The case of Avodah Shmuel was midaitei, and here it was shaloi midaitei, so then it can be mamish like Tosfos. Now, others just say that we see in this knas, we have we hear Berove, Abaye, that's Mafalpo, the Knas was Mechir El Shchite, Mechir El Acharishe, or Bnoi Hagod, or Bnoi Hakotn. So other Poiskim Bingaraya from this, La Locha, we don't paskin like Rav Chitke. We don't paskin like Rav Chitke. So the Yonicha is not, the Agoy is not also Lesaris. So Memele, so, we don't paskin the way according to Rapopo's pshat. And that wasn't the shaila. I mean, we don't paskin like this. So al kochoch, if they're talking about the knas, al kochoch, they hold that there was a knas by the rabbono. There's an iser amilakum by. I'm sorry, there's an iser amilakum by a lot. That wasn't the shaila, the shaila, because we don't paskin like Rav Chitke. So the shaila was by Amir Lakum, if they cancel, they didn't cancel. So you see, clothes Amir Lakum by Allah, and that's why other paskim paskim la locha, there was nifshat eiboy. The more close is Amir Lakum, not Amir Lakum. You see from all these Amiroim that took care of this, but that they took care of this gzeira of this takon of Avodah Shmuel, that the Zadin Amir Lakum, Zadin Amir Lakum by a lav. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Boi Romi Bachome, Hoishim lo koitz befiyo mau, that the Balapor, we're talking about the lav of Leisach, saying, he didn't put a muzzle on the mouth. He did something else. He put a koitz in the mouth of the behemoth, so the behemoth can't shut his mouth, so the behemoth can't eat. So by putting the koitz into the mouth of the behemoth is taken care of. There is, it won't eat. Boy Rami Bachome, Hoishiv lo koitz befiyo mouth. If he put in a koitz into the mouth of the behemoth, so he made the behemoth unable to eat, it's chsime mal yosehi. So that's called leisachsim sher b'disheir. This in a muzzle, the love of leisachsim is you're making the behemoth that b'shas the disheir can't eat. So by sticking this koitz in the mouth, and it can be removed, how it is. So you were chaysim desher, can't eat. So that's no shaila. Elo yoshav lo koitz befiyo mau. No. by itself, a kites got in. The behemoth was eating, and then somehow a kites got into the behemoth's mouth. Now the behemoth has a predicament, can't eat. Am I allowed to be dosh with this behemoth? Now, before we'll see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Yashav lo kites befi yomau, vim taima, amrina lekamon lo yisodosh bachasimet. The Gemara says later as follows. What is the din? You have a behemoth, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went and put a muzzle on the behemoth's mouth. That's it. Nothing. He's not dosh. He's not anything. He put a muzzle on the behemoth's mouth. Shimon goes and takes the behemoth and is dosh with the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Shimon is over because the law is loisidosh bachsime. Don't be dosh a behemoth that can't eat. The law is not on Reuven. Reuven didn't do anything. The law is on Shimon. Shimon will get malchus. You're not permitted to be dosh with a behemoth that is not capable of eating. So what's the shail over here? Yoshev lo koitz. About lemaisen now, this behemoth is unable to eat, and I'm being dosh with this behemoth, what's the shaila? Vishloima dahani milik shechosma b'chutz kedei sheloi toicham. That means, if a muzzle was put on the behemoth, that to make the behemoth unable to eat, and now I'm being dosh with a muzzled behemoth, that is the lav deraisa loi sodosh b'chsime. Don't be dosh with a muzzled behemoth. Avol hoche sheyoshav lo me'elov boi dimahave kecholso. That means no one did anything. No one muzzled the behemoth. The behemoth, through its carelessness, got a kites in its mouth. Now the behemoth can't eat. So what is the din if a behemoth is sick and it can't eat? So there's a lav on me, I'm not allowed to be dosh because the behemoth is sick. That means that's not called loisodish bechsime. The lav of loisodish bechsime is if someone was chosim the poreh, so you are not allowed to be dosh with a poreh sume. But if the poreh itself made that it's unable to eat, so it's like it's sick. I'm allowed to be dosh with a sick poreh. So mamele, it got stuck in its mouth, which makes it unable to eat. So maybe it's like choso. Or maybe choso is different. Choso shat it stuck is sick. Here there is, here there's a muzzle in its mouth. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Is it choso or better than choso? Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Yoshev lo koitz befiyo ve'eini yechoylo lechel min hadisha. Mahu. Mitzvah litlo, I ain't mitzvah litlo. Now, this Rashi is very modern. Rashi is talking about mitzvahs. Which mitzvah did Rashi? Rashi was machadish a new mitzvah. Mitzvah litlo, I mitzvah litlo. The way Tosfos says, so the shail is, am I over the lav of loisodish bachsime? Because this is a chosom deke pore. Or maybe it's like choso. We're not talking about mitzvahs. So, the Bia Rashi, the Masifta, brings down a sefer, Maven Shmue, that we need Nekudis. Mitzuva. That's how we have to learn this Rashi. Mitzuva litla, ea mitzuva litla. That means it's a mitzuva, not a mitzvah. He's not allowed to be dosh. It's a leisach, there's a leisachsim over here. Mitzuva litla, what? Tuvavs, okay. Tuvavs, could be. Ein lechanami, there's missing a vav, there's missing a nekuda. Anyway, that's how he wants the same shot. Hirbitz lo ari mi bachutz. Now, we'll see if that not everyone was going to see it. But he brought an Ari, and Ari is mi bachutz, and when the behemoth is doshed at tvue, whenever it gives a look at this Ari, doesn't have any appetite. It lost its appetite completely. It can't eat. It's petrified. So Mamela in Golnish, and I'm being Dosh, and I brought an Ari here, and I told the Baime, eat Kizunt Ta'et, don't be afraid. I brought Ari here, and then the Dosh. So Mamela, so the Gemara says, Hirbitz law, please. Chasim Mar Yoso, that's, he was Chasim, to bring an Ari, and that's Chasim El Ravitz law, Ari mi Bachutz Mao. Ravatz Ari mi Bachutz. That it came by itself. So what's the din? So let us see Taisus. Ravatz Ari mi Bachutz. In Timtzalay me Yoshav lo kaitz osam. This is going in Timtzalay me. If you say Yoshav lo kaitz osam. Lefi shech simo begufa. That's called, this is a behima chsum. It's not chosa. It's a behima that can eat. And there's something, there's a kite in its mouth that's preventing it to eat. So this is called a poro chasuma, and your dosh, that's atidosh bachsuma, that's the love. Avol ari, shahoya rochek mimeno, loyavi chasima. That's not called chasima, it's not chasuma. The behema mitzad atzmo is roi to eat. Doesn't feel like eating because of the ari that is too uncomfortably close to her, but al koponim could be, since it's nothing begufo, it's a dova mi bachutz, it's ayu de rabbi alo, but it's not called that she's a chsume. So that's the shaila. Hamid bno mi bachutz mau. The b'no is mi bachutz. Now, the Indian of a b'no is... because she has gaguim to the ben, and that also, so that distracts her from eating. Hamid no bi bachutz mau. Hoysa tzmeya lemayim mau. Was thirsty, and her mouth was dry, and therefore it's difficult for her to eat. Poras lo katavliyo al gabi disha mau. He went and he took a leather, he covered the kernels that the behema is walking on. So the behema is unaware that it's been dosh by sachsem kshayr bedisha. It means that the behema is aware it's being dosh and it would love to eat from the tour. So then the din, if the behema is aware of the disha, so then it's loisachsem kshayr bedisha. But if the behema is completely unaware that it's being dosh, it's covered. Covered with a skin, and the baby here is crunching maybe underneath, but it doesn't put two and two together, so it could be there's no love. Poras lo katavliyo al gabi disha mau. So we had a whole bunch of shailas. If this goes into the category of leisachsim sher bedisha, so the Gemara says pshayt miyachod, the one that could be pshayt. Sanya rashoi bal poro laharif. If a Baal Poro is renting to someone his Poro, to be Dosh, so Memele, he's permitted to not give his Poro to eat for a few days. When it's going to be Dosh, Yenem Sfue, it's starved, and it's, so this is no problem. I mean, this is Achshuri Gavro we had before. I mean, he made the Pora will be very hungry, Bishas Disha, but that's no problem whatsoever. Kadesha Turkmin Adisha Alba. That's permissible. Varashoi Balabayis, Lahata Pkiya Omer, Lifnea Behimo, Kadesha Loitoichel Min Hadisha Harbe. So the Gemara understood Pekiya Omer means you have a bundle of kashim shel shibolim shenidoshim. That means like this. Normally, leisachsim shor bedishoy is you have kernels of wheat together with the kashim, and the behemoth, through the process of disha, separates the kashim from the kernels, and while it's being dosh, it can help itself to the kernels. Here, he went, and he took a bundle of kashim, after there was nidosh from these kashim, so he has kashim with adani shibaylam. He covered up the shibaylam, which are underneath, he covered it up with kashim. The behemoth goes and sees there's nothing enticing to eat over here, that he's walking over kashim. And it says it's mutter. So the Gemara wanted to compare this to Poros lo katav li. Rashoi balabayis lahata pekiya omer lifnebei mekadei shaloi toichal minadisha arbe, because it's the disha is covered. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Shani hosam de ka'ochlo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Hilbert's law ari, umay emosoi eino echelas, else the fear doesn't eat. Katavlio or sholok, an oil that was cooked, could be the whole lab leisachs m'sher bedishoy is when the behema is aware that's being dosh. I like pshayt mihom asnisa chodo mahanach boy. Bala pora shehiskil poros elodosh boy is allowed to be marif his pora. Rukiya oima kashim shel shibolim. And then the Gemara said the Teretz, we have to understand Pshat the Teretz, Shani Hosom the Ka'ochlo, we'll see soon what that means. The Gemara says the second Teretz, no, it doesn't mean that he's covering it. No, Mi'ikoro, before it goes on the Disha, so he goes and gives this poem, an omer, a bundle of kashim, kadesh etamalek, chesa kashim, kaim shetikonas ladisha. He filled up the behema with kashim, so now, when it comes to the disha, it is not eating any, it doesn't have any appetite, so that's how he's making that the behema should not have an appetite to eat. Now, the first teretz of the Gemara is very interesting. Gemara in the first teretz understood it is speaking about that he covered the tvuah, and the Gemara wanted the shtela to the shayla of katavliya. So the Gemara says, shani hosam de ka'ochlo. So the Ritva says, Perish, the zimnin the ochlo afilu min hadisha. That means if you cover the disha with an oil, so it's covered, it's camouflaged, the behemoth won't eat anything, it doesn't see anything. So that's a shayla. That could be it's leisachsim sure, but it could be this leisachsim, could be not, that was a shayla. Over here, afilu, he spread over kashin over the tvuah, but finished vi, the behema while walking can see some tvuah also. That means this is not like an oil sholok. An oil covers it completely. There's nothing for the behema to eat. So that could be leisachsim sher bedisha. But here, afilu, you cover the tvuah with kashin, but as the behemoth will walk, they'll stick out some shibolim, so the behemoth has what to eat. That's what the Ritva says. the zimnim da ochla afilu min adisha. That means this is not similar to an oil. This is not a complete camouflage of the shibolim. It's great, fine. Zokta ritve oman de koreli sova. I said, what did the Makshin hold? If you can eat, so it's not completely camouflage, so what did want to bring a high? But even the filohochi, even she moino mi lechel boy kol tzolcho. Abba Lamai said, that's true, she'll be able to eat some of the shibolim that she'll recognize b'shas tadisha. But kol tzolcho she won't be able to eat because binish tvi it is covered with kasha. So kol tzolcho she won't be able to eat. Im isa de katav laya asura konami osa. If katavla is also good, she's eating something, but she's not eating kol tzolcho. The soiv soiv chasi meike. Elo shu noisin lo shim dobo lecho sheyalo lolum zayne seo. That was the Shakla Vitalia of the Gemara. Now, let us see Taisvis. Omad no bechutz mal. No, we didn't finish the previous Taisvis. Bimtimtso loyme dari name havach sime. Haina mishum de mi pacha dari eina echeles afile hi re'eva harbe. That means ari bechutz, it's he won't eat. It's, so that's called I was chosimet, even though it's not a chosimet that's part of her, but she's chosim, she won't eat. Avobomad b'no b'chutz einin echsemes kol kach. That means she doesn't have too much of an appetite because of the gaguim of the ben, but she'll be hungry, she'll eat. It's not such a, it's not called he was chosimet, since in this matz of gufe can still eat. Omad b'no b'chutz ma'u, isvom d'garsi hemet. V'lochi leipor chasimim al yosi, mishum de'eno meinas kol kach milechel, v'shviloi k'may mipach adari k'defrishis, afilu he put the b'no, that's not called an emeser chasime. Zog the Gemara weiter, Boy minei Rabbi Yonis and me Rabbi Simoi, chisma mi bachutz mal. What happens if he was chosem the pora mi bachutz before the disha, and now it comes in chosum mal. Shoyer bedishoy omar rachmone, leisachsem shoyer bedishoy. That means when the shoyer is in the process of being dosh the tfue, so then the zanisa leisachsim, v'hol habedishayu. When I was chosim it was not the process of disha. Oidume leisadosh bechsima amarachman. That's not the leisachsim shoyer bedishay. It means you should not be dosh with a chosim dike, with a chosim dikeish. Shoyer, and Lamaise, so it's irrelevant when he was Chosimit, but now this alone, that he's Dosh with a Chosim de Kishoyer, that's the law. Omalei mi beis avicha atalomei. He says, you are Koyim. He says, you could figure it out from halachas which are negeye you. It says, Yayin v'sheicha al teisht ato uvonecha itcham, v'voyachem, you should not drink yayin or sheicha when you come to do the avoide. So, you also say the same thing, v'voyachem u'da'osa. So that means, when you come into the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoide, then don't take a glass of wine. Ha'mishte u'mei o'shori, but if you drank before, now he's leaving all the wine outside he drank before, and now he's coming in. Shari, he'll be muta. Ulahavdu bein ha-kodesh bein ha-chilom ha-rachmane. So that means if you drink before, and you come in a shikar, it's zikar, is not muta. Because the pasuk says, ulahavdu bein ha-kodesh bein ha-chil. Elo ma hosom bishas biye loite shikris, yayin v'sheich al teish atob of im, atob nech bevoyachem, voyachem means not you shouldn't drink when you come in. When you come in, you shouldn't be a shiker. Ochinami bishas dishe loite heichesima bishas, the disha should not be muzzled. So memele, so that's the Gemara's dimin. What does Rashi say? Mibachutz koin mishetikon is lodush, beisavicha koin hoya, lahavdol bein ha-koidish, vasrei ksiv, mashme, you shouldn't drink wine, kidei sheyeda lahavchin bein avoida kidusha lemachulelas. That you should be able to differentiate between avoida kidusha lemachulelas, vishosi va'ayol. If he drank before, mikomakim shikahu, v'lo yeda lahavdo, he won't know. Agavuch, I just would like to mention a ha'ore, Rashi here says pshat in the posik, lahavdo bena, you should not drink, that you should be able to differentiate between avoyda kedusha l'mechulelas, and if you're shikah, you can't differentiate. Rashi in Chumash does not learn like this pshat. Rashi and Chumash to Mizrochi says, "Pshat and Rashi, you should not drink kedelias hevdol bein avoyde kedusha la avoyde mechuchalas. There should be a difference. Avolim tia shisui yayim lo yihevdol shakol avoyde shim mechuchalas. Rashi learns pshat that you shouldn't drink because the avoyde will become mechulu. And the Mizrochi asks on Rashi and Chumash, so how do you learn ubeina? It says lahavdol bein hakodesh ubein hachol ubein hatomei ubein hatoyel. So bein hatomei bein hatoyel lachayre, you should know which is tomei, which is toyel. So he says, so he has a problem with the first chelik of Rashi. But Achsmi Rashi here is like bein hatomei bein hatoyel, that he should be able to differentiate between Kodesh and Mechulah.